Well, I'm pleased that various members of the Senate have been working very hard together with the White House to try to come together and find a solution to this issue of terrorist tribunals, and to do so in a way that reflects our values, but also understanding the need for this important intelligence that's obtained through the interrogation of these high-value detainees, people like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who was the mastermind behind the 9/11 terror plot. These are not ordinary criminals by any means, because these are really soldiers, unlawful combatants on a battlefield, albeit in remote places in the world, who focus their attention and their deadly attacks on innocent civilians. These are individuals that adhere to an extreme corruption of Islamic religion, really hijacked one of the world's great religions to pursue their murderous intentions against innocent civilians. So I'm glad that we're able to resolve our differences, and hopefully we'll be able to pass legislation which will preserve our ability to get intelligence through the interrogation process, but at the same time try, through a fair tribunal, some of the worst war criminals we've ever known in this world. One of the things we have to be sure of is that we don't create a access to the American court system so that these unlawful combatants, people who do not observe the Geneva Conventions or any of the traditional laws of war, they don't wear a uniform, they don't have a chain of command, and indeed they target innocent civilians. We need to be sure that they don't engage in frivolous litigation through the American court system. And we give them a fair process, but one that meets the basic requirements of the law, but not one that would allow them to basically tie up our military and tie up our ability to defend ourselves through repetitive lawsuits and appeals through the American court system. That's one of the most important things we need to do, is to make sure that we provide them a fair process, but not one that would allow them essentially to wrap us up in a bundle.
Now, you think it's essential that both Republicans and Democrats come together to support this deal?
I would hope that on a matter as sensitive as this is to our national security, particularly during a time of war, that people would put national security and the nation's interest above party and above politics. This is much more important than the next election. This is much more important than who's the majority in the next Congress. This is about the safety and security of the American people. That, I hope, will remain our paramount attention, and as we perform our duty.